When Alan Siegel finished college in 1960, he wasn't planning on creating iconic sports logos, but he did. You've surely seen them. They're still in use today. Alan Siegel tells his story in his own words.
When I graduated from Cornell, I didn't have the remotest idea of what to do with my life, so I decided to go to law school. Law school was depressing and difficult. I was living at home, and my mom was dying of cancer. And when my mother passed away, I took a leave of absence and never thought about it again. So I got my papers and volunteered to go into the Army right away. I was stationed for 2 years in central Germany in a small rural town called Butzbach, which is about 40 miles north of Frankfurt. We had 300,000 troops in central Germany, and the American troops completely overwhelmed the local population. And our job was to be ready for an invasion from the east. And Germany was still staggering, from the Second World War. The roads were cobblestone. My first instinct is I wanted to record the experience that I had. The first photo I took that I remember was a farmer plowing a field right outside of the base that I was on with two oxen. And then I went to the PX and I bought a Pentax camera and a couple of lenses. I almost had it with me all the time. There was this wonderful man who ran the photography lab, and most of the GIs were taking pictures in Scandinavia of naked girls and doing crazy things. And I was started doing landscapes and doing portraits of the German people and the farmers and so on. And he saw what I was doing, and he taught me how to develop film and how to print. And he was a real artisan. I had a car. He'd never been in a car before. We drove around the German countryside and did photography together. And so I began to see that I was really a creative person, that photography stimulated some dormant creativity and passion I had for the visual arts and basically changed my life. I took a job at a design firm. One of the clients I handled was Major League Baseball. They were having their 100th anniversary, and they needed a logo. So they came to this firm that I was working at, and I developed with my team the logo for Major League Baseball, which is still used today, which is the silhouette of the hitter. It's in blue, red, and white. The baseball player has a hat on, and it has a lot of, it has that tension of him ready to strike at the ball. I left to set up my own firm a number of years after that. I had been in business a year, and I had a small office on 52nd Street. The NBA came to see me. I remember everything about that project because the firm was so new. Professional basketball didn't have the allure, 45 years ago that it has today. And the NBA was having a lot of trouble with their reputation because of drugs and other issues. And the league was kind of faltering, and it needed an uplift. Major League Baseball was the great American game, so Commissioner Kennedy wanted the National Basketball Association have a graphic representation which had the same power and modernity and styling that was so successful with the baseball logo. I found that picture of Jerry West driving down the court and use it, that silhouette, as the essence of the logo. It's a picture of Jerry West dribbling up the court. It has a rhythm to it because you can sort of see his body leaning. It was very clear to me that that was the had the right feel to it. So I did the design maybe in 20 or 40 minutes. I went back to him in 4 days, showed it to them, and it was accepted and used. It was a nice project for a young firm to have done. I had no idea that it would have the visibility and success that it has today. And what's amazing about it to me is that wherever I go, they introduce me as the guy who did the NBA logo. And I guess people respect it, so that makes me feel good. I'm lucky because most people don't find their passion, you know, and I found my passion through photography.
Alan Siegel founded the strategic branding firm Siegel and Gale. He's the author of the book Simple and a Collector of Photography. You can find a link to the photo that inspired Siegel's design for the NBA logo at onlyagame.org. Our story was produced by Martin Kessler.